The helicopter didn't just shake, it convulsed. A violent, metallic shudder that rattled Wex's teeth and tried to tear his grip from the overhead brace. He wasn't a soldier. He wasn't a pilot. A man of climate-controlled rooms and data streams, he was currently consumed by terror. His stomach lurched as the aircraft bucked again, dropping 20 feet before the rotors bit into the air with a scream of tortured metal. Theo swore viciously, both hands fighting the cyclic, knuckles white.
What the hell was that?
Wex yelled over the roar of the turbine.
Interference!
Theo shouted back, eyes fixed on the chaotic instrument panel.
Solar, electromagnetic, everything's glitching. The flight assist is dead. I'm flying manually.
Wex looked out the side window and immediately wished he hadn't. The sky was broken, as if a knife had been taken to the night to pour iridescent poison into the wound. Shimmering green curtains rippled where the clouds should be, cut through by violent streaks of violet and a deep, bruised red pulse that beat in a rhythm too fast for a heart. Auroras rippled over London. The realization hit Wex like a physical blow, a cold drop in the gut that bypassed logic and went straight to primal fear. The atmosphere itself was bleeding visible color. Every compass, every satellite, every high-frequency relay was likely screaming in the upper layers of the ionosphere. Below them, the city was having a seizure. Whole blocks stuttered between blinding light and absolute darkness, as though a giant, invisible hand was dragging a dimmer switch back and forth across entire neighborhoods. Theo thumped the console with the side of his fist.
Come on, you bastard.
Warning lights strobed across the panel. Amber. Red, amber again, marking signal loss, gyro recalibration failure, and guidance dropout. Wex pressed his forehead against the cold perspex. Below, cars were jammed across junctions in frozen geometry, headlights pulsing, some dead entirely. A bus had mounted the pavement and smashed into a concrete barrier, steam hissing from its crushed radiator.
What's happening down there?
Theo said, his voice tightening.
Same thing that's happening everywhere, Wex replied. Just faster.
Another violent shudder tore through the craft, nearly kicking the tail out sideways. Wex slammed his shoulder against the doorframe, gasping.
Theo fought the controls, sweating now.
Shit! Drone lock! I've got a drone ping!
Wex scrambled upright, panic flaring hot.
Is it targeting us?
Of course it's bloody targeting us! We're in restricted airspace! Regent will be deploying every patrol it's got. It thinks we're a violation.
The machine dropped again, a stomach-lurching dip that made Wex's vision swim.
Theo!
I see it. I bloody see it.
Through the windscreen, a black shape surged upward from the canyon of rooftops, one of the security aerial units. It was all sharp angles and predatory lines, moving with a horrifying insect-like silence. It climbed in a smooth arc, a rotating cluster of red sensors on its underside sweeping left and right.
The sensors froze, locked. Theo banked hard, throwing the craft into a sickening slide.
The aerial threat missed them by inches, its wake buffering them like a physical blow. Wex braced himself as the machine rocked, his fingernails digging into the leather of the seat.
Theo, just get me close!
Theo barked a laugh that came out far too high, far too tight.
Close? Wex, I can't put this thing down anywhere near Omega. The second I hover, that bastard will put a kinetic round through the engine block.
Then don't hover. Theo stared at him, eyes wide and rimmed with white.
Don't hover?
Are you mental? What do you expect me to do, drop you?
No, just get as low as you can. Theo made a strangled noise, half laugh, half sob.
Brilliant, perfect. I always wanted to die over a penitentiary.
A warning klaxon screamed as the hunter looped around for a second pass, sharper and tighter.